Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, praise God, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank every last one of our listening audience here. We have a very strong, strong message from the Word of God. I don't make up what I want to do or say. I believe that my mouth is the oracle of God by faith. I am a sinner that's only saved by grace. And we're going to let our intercessor, Sister Marine, come forth with prayer before we deliver this message.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We honor your word tonight. We honor your presence, the Holy Spirit, tonight. God of all comfort, Father of mercy, you came to save that which is lost, to heal the sick, and deliver the captives. Pour out your spirit upon every listener tonight. Quicken us in your word and your truth tonight. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, sister. We're focusing our attention on the nation of the United States that's been moved by God to put upon me. The Bible, the standards of which the country was formed, tells us that when a nation turns its back on God and refuses to repent, God backs away from it. As the nation continued to sin against him, he removes his hands of blessings. America had reached the point of exchanging the truth of God for lies and worshiping the creature, money, money in the church, money cometh, Creflo Dollar, Eddie Long, Leroy Thompson, money cometh, T.D. Jakes, Thou Woman Are Loose, all these titles and sound real good that moves away from the doctrine of Jesus of Nazareth. America has reached the point of exchanging the truth of God for lies and worshiping the Creator rather than the Creator. Problem, whether spiritual, social, race-related, economic, etc., only will be solved on our knees before the Almighty God. It is time for the people of America to awaken and humble themselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from their sins against God. Only then can he heal our land. Now, if we were like the Israelites, where territories was crossing the borders of the West Bank for the purpose of performing acts of terrorism, I'll be fudged, wrote Lawrence Gorman. But can a nation hurt a nation and hurt itself within? The Bible says that a house that's divided cannot stand. Now, there are a lot of scripture verses in the Bible, and I'm going to bring that out before I tell you, now that you get the spiritual problem dealing with the history of America, how it must change its roots. You have to come and get the root of any problem. And I don't think American people, especially mostly white people, not all of them, mostly, I said not all of them, because I have some wonderful white brothers in the Lord. You know, Derek Prince was white. So I'm not here to teach racism. That's the problem. When this subject comes up, it gets sensitive because it doesn't get corrected properly. And God shows no respect of any person. And in the country that we call the United States, it's been opposite of that ever since the piece of paper that it was written on. You have to deal with the root of any problem. And in order for America to change its ways, it has to deal with the root. And when the root is not dealt with, we got a problem. In the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." We have to hewn down the teaching system in America. In the United States, they don't teach the truth on American history. They give us this 28 days, they call it Black History. Did you know that the city of Buffalo, New York, was founded by a black man? And it ain't even in history books. And we talk about the things that we need to pray for here is uncommitted commitments, lying covenants that's been passed down from generation to generation. Started from the American Indian, making a deal with them, breaking the covenant, giving them alcohol, that cannot handle alcohol in exchange for weaponry. And the weaponry that they gave him, the firing pin, wasn't even working. That's, see, when you start, that's the root of America. The British says they came over here for freedom, but they brought oppression with their freedom. They wanted freedom, independent nation, or Caucasians left and came to the so-called new world that was already here before them. I really believe that Satan uses the races of people. Satan used black people. What's wrong with America? Black people killing black people, black on black crime. You know what that is? That's tribal warfare. The Lord revealed that to me today. It's tribal warfare, killing each other. The system is designed to incarnate people into prison. The judiciary system is really messed up for people of color. Look how many times that black men have been gunned down by police officers, and now finally they're bringing some type of justice to this situation. Now, I am pro-Israel, and I am pro-Jewish, and I'm very upset at this individual coming in the synagogue on Shabbat. I'm a Shabbat keeper. I keep the Sabbath. And for my Jewish brothers, yes, I'm pro-Israel. I am pro-Israel before I'm pro-black. I'm pro-Israel before I'm pro-Jamaica. I'm pro-Israel before I'm pro-United States. I know where my blessing comes from. And in Genesis 12, 2 and 3, it says, bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. You don't mess with Israel. Those are God's chosen people. There are 12 tribes and 12 nations of Israel and 12 races of people. And now we got attacks in the synagogue. Now, I'm going to say something that a lot of you white Americans may not want to hear. Now, this ain't the Holy Spirit, so let me say that right now. This is coming from Emmett Overton, my own personal analysis of what I'm seeing. When Donald Trump got in office, he pushed all this stuff through his mouth. You see, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And when a president pushes stuff out for 4 years, he kept pushing a lying spirit, a lying spirit, a lying spirit. See, when the head is sick, the whole nation crumbles. I'd like for you to take this time and opportunity to turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 1. And it says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaziah, and Hezekiah, king of Judah, then it says, Israel's rebellion. Now, we're talking about the United States. We're going to use Israel because God put this in the Bible for situations like this. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. That's like that here in the United States. People are rebelling against God. People are going to church to find church that's suitable for their doctrine, not for the doctrine of Christ. The word says, preach the word in season and out of season. See, that's not popular today. When people hear that, they rebel. There's a very powerful, powerful spirit of rebellion that's really flourishing in America. That's anti-Messiah, anti-Jews, anti-deliverance ministry. And what it wants you to do is to bend. But God does not tell us that we should bend when we preach the word. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. The Bible says, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long sufferings and doctrine. Here's where we're at now in America. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. And that's happening in America right now. The most popular non-denomination and Protestant church are mega churches. A prosperity doctrine. A doctrine that teaches the idolatry of things that you can get back by giving God money as if God is a casino. The doctrine has been taught of tithes wrong in America. That's what's wrong with America. You got denominational churches set up. You have educated people in the positions that don't even speak in tongues. Don't have no clue. It's religion. And see, God doesn't like religion. I don't think Jesus liked it, because that's what killed him, was religion. So we have rebellion. And when Trump was in office, he brought a lot of rebellion, and it went from him all the way down. I don't know any Christians binding it up. I got Christians, James Jones, slunch Republican. He told me that he was my brother. I said, you ain't my brother. How are you going to be my brother and you going to vote for a man that's these voting rights are stopping black people from voting? The governor that you voted for here in Georgia, he's making it hard for black people to vote. How is that Christianity? And the so-called evangelical movement, that's no movement, because evangelists cast out demons. So it's so far away from the Bible. This is why the devil is moving so heavy in America, because people are not spiritually inclined to see this. They don't study about the scriptures. They're not informed themselves through knowledge, through internet, through searching. I even told Mr. James Jones, go to Google and find out how many lies Donald Trump said. It was a lying spirit. Now we have another spirit in here with him. Just cool, calm, collect. I'm going to do what I want to do. All of them have demons, and none of them can give you any help in your life but the Lord Jesus. And when we put our trust in these things, in these nations, this is what happened. In Isaiah 1:3, the ox knoweth the owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know my people, does not consider. Ha, sinful nation, a people led away with iniquity, seeds of evildoers, children that are corrupt. Donald Trump was the most corrupt politician I ever known. All of them are corrupt, but this one, he got a record. So when that was in office 4 years, that spirit spread down. Now, we've been under Biden. Whatever he's shooting out, if it ain't of God, it's spiritual, and it hits the nations. This is why we have to understand spiritual warfare, to put our armor on so that won't affect us. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Wow. Why should you be sticking anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. Starts from the top on to the bottom. And it's been sick. The United States, the problems that we have as a divided nation, that started with George Bush when they had the punch-in ballots and he stole that election. I don't trust no party. I'm an independent registered voter. But what's destroying America is the ideology, the QAnon theories, which is a doctrine of devils. We said that in 1 Timothy 4:1, that in the last time, some will give heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, stuff that's written up that's not true. We have a problem of serious, serious, serious racial issues in the United States. What does the Bible say about nations turning away from God? This is coming from the ESV version. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Are we going to have enough people tonight that will get on their knees and pray for America and pray for Israel? I always pray for Israel first. The Bible says that. Now, salvation is for the Jew first, then Gentile. That's biblical. So I pray for Israel, then I pray for Jamaica, then I pray for the United States. That's how I pray. But I don't care how you put them in order, just pray. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In Revelation 21:8, but as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, sexual immorality, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be taken in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Ezekiel chapter 33:11 says, say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why you will die, O house of Israel. In America, you don't turn back, blunting homosexuality in America. blunt homosexuality in the United States. And we know that that's in Genesis 19, sir, of Genesis of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's also in Judges chapter 19, too. That same story in there, but different times of homosexuality. Bring him out that we may know the man. Blunt homosexuality. Outright, total against God. That's America now. And you get these fools that supporting Donald Trump, most of them are Christians, that's being deceived. This same movement was no movement when the same demonic spirit just changes the name. Back in the slave days, when the slave master owned black women and children, the slave owner, he had, you know, go to church. Okay, I'm going to go check on the slaves. Yeah, he's checking on them, all right. Everybody in church, and he go whistle to go get the woman. Well, he owned her. They doing the same thing now, but not in that area toward the physical. They're doing it by paper. They're doing it by putting people in office that they will do anything in their power to stay in power. Now, I'm going to hate to say this for some white brothers in the Lord. It's not against you, not that you that I'm mad at white people or any of that. I love everybody. But the Lord is saying to tell all of you, it's over. Your time of success and dominating people, you have to pay now. And this is what's going on in America. The demographics is changing. People don't want to. They're resisting. This is why more white people are supporting Trump, because that's their last, really, answer for stoutness and dominant of white control. In the Trump administration, there was no African Americans there but one. What's his name? He was in HUD and housing. Lord, give me his name if I have it. He was a heart surgeon, and I won't say what he was to me, but I'll leave that open. But anyway, we have problems. Isaiah 59:2 says, but your iniquities have made me a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face. The United States has to pray. We have to pray that God will not hit this nation. In Psalms 9, verse 17, the wicked shall return to Shiloh and the nations that forget God. So God ain't going to let this country do what it's done to the atrocities of the African American. Here we are in 2021. You got 50 senators in the United States Senate, all Republicans, do not even want to give us a right to vote. And I told that to James Jones. So if you're a Christian, you white people who are Christians, you got brothers and lords you call your brother, you hurting them when you're voting for somebody in office to stop them from voting. How is that being a Christian? And I've been trying to tell this James Jones that over and over and over. Then he gets home and tells me, I'm not voting for Brad Rassenberger. And he laughs. I say, you're so ignorant. He ain't voting for Brad Rassenberger. Why? He wants to steal the election. You don't hear none of these Christians say anything, white Republican Christians saying anything about this overthrow of the government. That's a coup. And it was all black people. Every last one of them have been gunned down. That's America. So America got a lot of problems. We have an economic problem. We have a plague. We have division. We have violence. You got people in the car. You say the wrong thing to them, they'll shoot you. Spirit of murder just moving so fast in the United States. Every time I come to the United States, I feel a heaviness. And when I leave, it's like 1,000 pounds off me. But what are we going to do? Are we just going to continue to stay ignorant to these things that's happened to us? We have to change this through prayer. In 2 Peter chapter 2, 20 through 22, for if after they have escaped the defilement of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they again entangle into them and overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than after it to have turned back from the holy commandments delivered to them. What the true proverb says has happened to them, the dog returned to his own vomit. And the sore, after washing herself, returned to wallowing in this myrrh. Now, let me say this here. Me personally, I don't believe that the United States has never, ever been a Christian nation. Here's why. Because I'm speaking as experiences as a deliverance minister. Masons and secret organizations is not biblical. We are not supposed to get up into that now. Amos 3:3 says, how can two come together lest they agree? And in Masons, there are secret codes, and the 32 level comes up to Satanism. Now, the so-called founding fathers of America, here's what's wrong with it. They was nothing but crooks. They had slaves. They was Masons. They was dedicated Masons. They made the angle of the temple in the Pentagon directly toward the devil. These key people know what they was doing, but see, you're ignorant because you don't read and you don't study. So God is telling me to tell you, study this stuff. I studied it. You go study it. So how can you call these men founding fathers? But they haven't found something that God has been here. See, America has brought itself a lie. It's always been a lie. God has given this country grace because of one reason, the support of the Israeli government. And when that's over with, your happy days is going to be gone because it's too sinful. God is sick and tired of pastors watering down the word of God in America. It's just watered down. God is tired of that. God is tired of you coming to him just for money. Here I am. I teach my heart out and going through a trial and tribulation. We're having financial slowness of income coming in here. I'm trying to pray through it. Instead of me trying to get on here, see, and try to trick you and talk a whole hour about that and then get you to move in money, that's witchcraft. God is tired of pastors operating in witchcraft. God, we get people call us. We just had this guy call me. I'm not going to give his name. He said he and went to some school with the Satanists and said he had the Holy Spirit saying, you want to hear me speaking tongues? I'm like, what is this? The devil is really moving in churches. He likes to keep you in lukewarm churches where you ain't going to learn nothing. If you set up in that, it will send you to hell. We have to change America through his prayer. Also, the books, you got to go get rid of the whole history books. That's all you got in a lie. And that's a lying spirit. The Bible said thou shalt not lie. Why is it in America that everybody get compensation but African-Americans? We're the only race of people that have not been having compensation. We built the United States. We built the White House. Slaves, 400 years, no American president has ever repented for that. And we call ourselves a Christian nation. So you white brothers and lords going for Trump, or Republicans, and you blacks running for the Democrats, you better run to Jesus. You better run to Jesus, because here's a warning the Lord has given me to tell all of you. If you put your trust in anything but him, you're going to fail. If you put your trust in having any hate in your heart to anybody, regardless of what race or what color, you're going to fail. Love is the most powerful commandment as Christians. We need to operate in love, not in hate, not in misinformation. There's a spirit of misinformation that's moving very heavily on the Internet. All types of lies being bombarded to you. The thread of democracy has been threatened by Donald J. Trump, a henchman. He's a gangster. So let me say why I can say he's a gangster. I used to be a gangster. So I know a gangster when I see a gangster. That's a thug. It's pathetic. But this is the white people's hope, the white Christians who don't even speak in tongues, most of them Baptists, the Midwest. They don't know nothing about black people. They only have a perception of their ignorance of what they heard to who has passed down from generation to generation, their father's sins they received. And that's how they are. Our fathers of sin, and they bore their iniquities, Lamentations 5:7. They just was raised to call a person a nigger in certain spots of America. You know, as the Lord revealed to me, God created the man. And the white man created the nigger. That's what the Lord revealed to me that the devil did to people of race. The Lord also revealed to me that Satan uses black people against white people, and white people ain't done nothing to them. See, he's working both of y'all. And then he got the Indian not saying nothing to you. He got the Chinese not liking you, and you don't like the Chinese. Here y'all go, and the devil got you messing with the Jewish people. Now you're messing with God's people, you're messing with the Jewish people. I don't like it. And who's behind all of this? The devil? I don't hear nobody say anything about him. What's wrong with America? Satan's all in it. Your vote don't mean nothing in the United States. You ain't got $10,000, $15,000 to go to a dentist and shake somebody's hand and cut a contract. You ain't got no money in America. People in America runs this country by money. And that's the root of all evil. The Bible tells us seek not to become rich. But what we do, we run to these churches that don't teach nothing. Nothing. And get your money. And then you get bad and broke up. Now you want to come to the deliverance minister. He go work his tail off hours and hours and don't give me not one dime. But to change our attitudes about the countries that we live in or wherever we at, we have a serious problem. We have an epidemic, which is biblical in biblical proportions. That's in Psalms chapter 91. We have racial issues. We have people trying to make it very difficult for African Americans to vote. That's wrong. That's wrong. Then we got another clown, Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio, the idol of Donald Trump. He even named his son Donald Trump. Lord, get that curse off his child. A so-called deliverance minister. Called me talking about the Pontus is not through. He didn't just went off the chains as Donald Trump. And I see a lot of Christians, I used to know in the deliverance ministry. Trump. I had to cut them off because I'm not into politics. I don't like evil. I speak against. Since when Trump was in office, I spoke against injustice more than I ever did in this ministry. Because so much stuff that the devil is moving and pushing, when God showed me, I have to give it out and give you information. You need to pray against America. You need to bind the spiritual forces, the principalities that's over the United States, the controlling spirits, the individual spirits, loosed in your neighborhood. Take your property, turn the curse into a blessing, reverse the curse, Deuteronomy 23:5. Make your land blessed. Pray before you go outside, because believe me, the devil is waiting on you. And he's moving very rapidly. He is in the church. He's doing a wonderful job teaching this prosperity gospel. He is doing his thing, and ain't nobody stopping him because don't nobody know what he's doing because they can't see him. But if you study him, you can discern him through the Holy Spirit. I want to close with this. Get discernment of the Holy Spirit so you can see what I've been saying. Let the Lord show you what I said. Ask the Lord to reveal it to you. You don't have to believe me. Ask the Lord, Lord, if this is of you, confirm it out the mouth of two or three witnesses, 2 Corinthians 13:1. Say, I know the word. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not that unclean thing. 2 Corinthians 6:11. We're going to open up the lines of Chaplain Durden, Brother Dr. A., Linnell Lucas, other lines, and see your opinions on the problem with America. But don't start coming. Open up this line. Don't come up here talking about defending Donald Trump because he's not a Christian. I'm going to let you know that right now. Donald Trump is not no born-again Christian. So if you're going to convince me that Donald Trump's a Christian, I have discernment. I'm going to just button you off because I ain't got time for the foolishness. That man is no Christian. Christians don't talk to people like that. Christians don't lie and call people son of bitches and African Asian shitholes and just degrade people with his mouth. That's not Christianity. God bless you. Hope you learned something tonight. We're going to open up the line, 646-378-1857. We're going to see every one of you come on in right now. Lock that load. We got people coming in right now. That's right. Come on in. I'm seeing the people coming in. 646-378-1857. Come on. We're going to give you a couple of minutes. I'm talking to you live right now. The board's getting fuller and fuller. And we want you to participate with this. We want you to have knowledge of what's wrong with your country so that you can pray. Black on black crime, black folks killing black folks. You see, I learned that by Pastor Rodriguez Baker, who's a younger spiritual son. And he told me things that I had never encountered or even knew that was going on because of the era that I came out of. I came out the era of getting white folks off of us. They're hanging us and beating us. But he came from a different era, and it's mind-blowing to see the serious dangers that black people do in the genocide to kill themselves. And the amount of young black women doing sexual things in front of their children, passing their children on for another man to have sex with and buying them off. I mean, they're doing things that the Israelis didn't even do during their time of exile. We've been in exile. You know, no politician can help any of you people. Now, the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell y'all, y'all got to stop trusting in Joe Biden. You got to stop trusting in Donald Trump. You got to stop trusting in the Republican Party. You got to stop trusting in all this stuff. You got to stop trusting in this stuff. You can't trust in these parties. You cannot trust in these parties. You can't. It's not going to work. We have to pray. We got to get on our knees like we have never gotten on our knees before to save our nation. If you'd like to sow a seed, we want to ask that you please do so. Please call us. If you need prayer, 678-701-3733. You can come join us right now on our line, air code 646-378-1857. You can join our line and come in and participate. All right, God bless you. Don't forget to sow a seed at www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand side. Please sow a seed. We are having some serious financial difficulties since we've been off YouTube. We lost a third of our audience. And by faith, I know someone out there can sow a seed. LiveDeliverance.com, lower left-hand side, on our PayPal secure site. Shalom. Come meet us in the room, 646-378-1857. Thank you. Okay, we're about to get ready to open up the lines. We're going to have an intermission for 37 seconds.
Welcome to my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Bring ding 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 ding.
All right, Brother Linnell Lucas, good evening, and how you doing?
Doing good there, Brother Evan. How you doing, sir?
All right. Everybody here, Dr. Tilmanson, Leroy McDonald, Dr. Butler, Montgomery, Dr. Leroy Silmanson, Admonson says good evening. We would like to hear your point of views, and we're going to open up the line to Brother John Durden and Chaplain Wilmington concerning the issues of America and what we need to do as a people of color and also non-people of color to come together to unite the United States. You have the mic. You have the mic. Hello?
Who are you talking to, my brother?
Lenny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have the mic, Lenny.
Oh, you want me to open up? I'm not going to say very much, Brother Emmett, but I think one of the biggest roots of the issues that why America has so many problems with itself is, I'd say there's like five, and one of them you addressed earlier was the educational portion. We know we have to, it's good to read up on things. You can't believe everything that we hear. You can't believe hearsay from people. We need to do our own research, and that means going to just doing a lot of reading, looking at different sources, and just educating ourselves as to why we're in the predicament that we're in. We have to definitely know our history, for one. That is so important. You addressed that, just like you mentioned about the Buffalo, New York was founded by a black man. I didn't know that. So it's good to be open-minded and also be able to do your own research. I mean, the internet is very valuable for you to know, for anybody to educate themselves as to, to different things. I think another thing that what's wrong with America is, Well, is with the economics that we're not you know, we need to, you know, be able to get the opportunities to be able to and all that. And also, I'd say a third thing would be legal and political. We need to be more involved in the political. We have to just be aware of our political views, and we have to support people that are like ourselves, that we can, you know, be better off, help ourselves better in life. And also, the fourth thing would be the social issues. We have to be more socially involved, communities. And then the fifth thing, I think, is the religious. We have to be aware of, you know, we have to, I don't know, I guess, you know, religion is also an important thing, too, but we have to get away from the religion portion and also, just like you said, be able to, you know, read the Bible, read the King James Version. That's what we get. I think more than anything is the Bible. We need to read the King James Version and get inspiration from reading Bible verses, like you always said to me. We need to, you know, be aware of what's going on in the Bible, read up for ourselves, and just follow the word of God. I think that's the most important thing out of all, besides just the education, economic, legal, social, and religious issues. So if you want to make this place a better place to be at, we have to start, like you said, pray and also read the Bible more frequently so we can become our creator. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Danny. I personally think... Huh? Say what now?
No, go ahead. I'm finished.
Okay. I personally, you know, my personal point of view, I'm going to give the mic to Chaplain Dirty next. This is not for speaking for Lenny or for Brother John or for any American or African-American. Me, I left because I don't see America going to ever treat people of color right. It's too rooted in evil. Me personally, I think it's going to be a civil war. I hope I'm wrong. I'm just talking my gut feeling. And African Americans are going to get wiped out because they don't have guns. No militia. Just spend money and party. Chaplain John Durden, you got the mic.
I have much to say because usually when I discuss this kind of topic, it upsets me and show me, it brings to reality what's really going on in this country. You know, it's divided and always going to be divided. Even in the religious establishment too, you see, because in the white churches, they're not teaching about discrimination and everything else. All they're doing just treating everybody like dogs who ain't white. So in the most racist institution in America is the churches. You don't hardly find any white black folks sitting in white folks churches, kind of a thing. And then I have some personal friends of mine who are white saying, you know, told me confidentially that they're trying to switch the voting situation issues, how to vote now and everything else, because they said they got to keep those Negroes in their places, and so they want to turn everything back upside down and quit all the voting efforts that we do. And right now, I want to cut all that out so they can win every race and be back in authority, totally authority all over again, so they can rule this country according to the white master's plan, kind of a thing. But I don't think God's going to allow that to happen. That's been going on a long time now. But that's the thing now. I had confidential white buddies of mine who have, behind closed doors, they told me that the issue now is to try to crucify the present, I guess, voting procedures right now so they can turn around. So from then on, it'll always be the white majority that always win, and they'll always be in charge. The saying now is they fear that blacks and all the other minorities will overrule them, and they're going to do anything they can to keep us subordinate to them. And that's the whole idea about the changes in this voting plan right now, to try to fix the voting procedures so they would always win from this day on, because they'll be doggone, we're going to let them Negroes and them Mexicans rule us. We ain't going to let them get in charge. We're going to change everything. And what makes me so mad is the establishment see what they're doing But they ain't doing nothing about it. I'm talking about all the judges and all the attorneys, all the law authorities sitting around, letting those senators and everybody else switch the whole thing around where you can't vote here, you can't vote there, and you got to be in this category to vote, and you're going to have all kind of identification to prove you who you say you are before you can vote. You know, that's a bunch of crap. And that's the bottom line. Like, I had reliable Caucasian buddies of mine who said they're trying to wipe it out now because they fear if they don't, black people, minorities and all will be in charge and they'll be the subordinate. That's the bottom line. I didn't talk about no fair election. They want to swipe it where they would win from this day on until the end of time. That's all I got to say. God bless.
And you're right, Brother John. I had a friend, so-called friend. He says he was a friend of mine, but he says that he told me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. Now, these are white Christians. And I said, man, you done lost your mind. How can Stonewall Jackson be a good man? You see, the problem with America is that they don't want to give up the relinquishment of their power, and they're going to have to, because God is telling me to say this to everybody. This ain't easy. You think it's easy for me? Yeah, because I say what God said. I don't care. I don't care what nobody thinks about me, so that's why it don't bother me. I've been doing this for years. I've been speaking out against racism for 15 straight years. And I think Brother Nell Lucas is a member of the NAACP, and he's doing what he can do. We need everybody, boots on the ground, registering people to vote. We need to send a letter to your congressman and to your senators and tell Joe Biden, hey, man, do what you got to do, because black people put him in office. And black people have been used by the Democratic Party, too. I'm going to be honest with you. Been used. They done used up black people. So, as old saying, if you don't like it, leave. Well, I'm talking to you live from Jamaica. I miss America. I miss my friends, miss Brother John. But the spirits there are very heavy when I come to America. And I pray that those listening to me take this serious. We got a problem in the United States, man. I don't hear no preachers preaching about it. Brother John, Dr. Leroy Thutman says, why you got to be talking about this? This ain't the time to talk about this, Durden Thutman.
Who are you?
He says Dr. Leroy Thutman.
So?
He says he's a Trump supporter.
Yeah, I figured as much. That's why I'm not responding like you want me to. You ain't true. You ain't no real pastor, sir. You're just a phony white person who just think about your own race. Don't think about God created all mankind. You know, shame on you. You better remember this. God didn't just birth the white folks. He made us all. And when you disgrace us and all the other minorities, you telling God that you don't like what he did. Deal with that. You telling God where he can go and what you didn't like what he did because y'all are superior. Ain't nothing the Bible say. Y'all are superior, okay? You better watch what you say. The Bible says we're going to have to give an account for every action and every word that we came out of our mouth at the end time. Are you ready
That's
to stand
right.
for God? And then he's going to tell you everything you said about us, about you probably your own mama and daddy too? Huh? Huh? Are you ready to stand for God? I'm talking to you, sir. Are you ready to talk to God? You can follow Trump and all of you, following right straight to hell. And if you don't,
and that's what a lot
dying,
of people gonna do.
You're gonna spend eternity. You're gonna spend eternity in hell. Hell is a real place, folks, and God don't play. For God so loved the world, it didn't say for God so loved the white people. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave Jesus a black, white, Spanish, and everything you could think of, sir. So what you're telling Jesus is He can take His creation and shove it somewhere. That's what you're telling Him. That's what you're telling him, I said.
You've been brainwashed, sir. See, a lot of people don't realize that white people have been deceived more than the devil and deceived them. They need to rewrite the history books. You know, I was studying today. It hurt me so hard in my heart. In order to take a test in the 1930s for black people, they had a bean test. Now, how are black people going to count all the beans when they can't open up the jar? That's perversion. stealing land, infecting people with syphilis, putting smallpox in people's blankets, changing the segregation laws in 1965, then rechanged it, considered us as one-third of a human being, an ape. We're not an ape, but that's what you say. And most of you are Christians. This is, I'm talking the majority, not all white people. But if this suits you, if it fits you, and you, and this is how you are, then you need to change. And you can't stop God's power for over transfer. He's going to transfer the power now. And you're going to go backwards, and God's going to promote those who down and bring them up before the second coming of Christ. It's going to happen. You can change your laws. I guarantee you the Lord told me to tell all of you it's going to be record-breaking voting. And God is not going to allow it to happen. God is not going to allow it to happen.
God was at work in the 20th century. There'll be one name that's bound to feature prominently. Derek Prince. A humble man and a world-class Bible scholar, his steadfast commitment to God and obedience to the Holy Spirit turned him into one of the most loved and respected Bible teachers of his time. For over six decades, Derek Prince's life-changing Bible teaching became a source of inspiration to millions of Christians around the world. Prince was born into a British military family in Bangalore, India, in 1915. At the age of 14, he won a scholarship to Eton and, later on, a place at Cambridge. Having excelled in his studies, Derek was elected to a prestigious fellowship in ancient and modern philosophy at King's College, Cambridge, the youngest person ever to be elected to that position. Derek's academic career was interrupted abruptly by World War II. In 1940, on the basis of his philosophical convictions, he chose to join the Royal Army Medical Corps as a non-combatant. Despite declaring at the time that religion doesn't do much for me, Derek took a Bible with him to read on his postings, considering it to be a philosophical work. At first, the Bible made little sense to him. But as he continued to read his Bible in an army barrack in Yorkshire in July 1941, God opened Derek's eyes. On that day, God taught him two crucial lessons that remained with him for the rest of his life. Recalling that supernatural experience, he says,
I heard the voice of Jesus speaking very, very clearly through the scriptures, the Bible. And from the day that I heard his voice till this day, there are two things I've never doubted. I've never doubted that Jesus is alive, and I've never doubted that the Bible is the Word of God.
Almost immediately after his powerful conversion, Derek Prince was shipped off to North Africa, where he spent 3 years serving as an army medic and being discipled in God's Word in the deserts of Egypt, Libya, and the Sudan. At the end of the war, Derek was discharged in Jerusalem, where he met and married a Danish missionary, Lydia Christensen. In doing so, he became a father of eight girls, whom Lydia had adopted. Derek and Lydia lived in Jerusalem until after the founding of the State of Israel in 1948. It was there he felt the calling to both serve and pray for God's people, the children of Israel. It was a calling he passed on to countless others. In late 1948, as the newborn state of Israel struggled for survival, the princes reluctantly left Jerusalem and moved to England, where Derek became a pastor of a small Pentecostal church in central London. As he ministered in London and later on in Kenya and in the United States, Derek sensed that all was not how it should be and could be in the lives of Christian believers. He saw how many Christians often struggle to rise above the challenges of everyday life.
That's why he constantly encouraged those he ministered to, that they should get closer to God through Bible reading and prayer. In the early 1960s, while pastoring a church in Seattle, Washington, Derek was thrust into ministering God's deliverance after being confronted by a demonic manifestation right in front of his pulpit. As time went on, more and more people wanted to hear Derek Prince open up the scriptures to them and help them know more of the power of God. The ever-growing demand for Derek Prince's insights on audio and video cassettes as well as books led to the opening of the Derek Prince Publications Office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in 1971. In 1975, Lydia died after nearly 30 years of fruitful marriage and ministry with Derek. The loss was devastating for Derek, but he began to work and travel more than ever. A couple of years later, while in Jerusalem, Derek prayed for a woman named Ruth Baker, who had seriously injured her back. Over time, the Lord revealed to Derek that he was to marry Ruth, whom he hardly knew. Following much prayer and testing, Derek and Ruth were married in 1978, and the Lord launched them into a new phase of ministry together. This new phase was marked by the launch of the first daily radio broadcast, Today with Derek Prince, which initially aired on 8 stations in the United States. The word God gave to Derek about using radio for ministry was, proclaim, short, simple messages, easily understood, declaring basic scriptural truths. Today, Derek's radio broadcasts, books, and internet-based resources reach millions of Christians around the globe in over 100 languages. Derek and Ruth Prince continue to minister in many nations as the demand for Derek's teaching increased tremendously until Ruth passed away in December 1998. In the autumn of 2003, Derek Prince died in his beloved Jerusalem, his home for nearly 20 years. He was 88 and left behind a wonderful legacy. To those who had the privilege of knowing him, he left an inspiring example, one of yieldedness to God, love for the church, a heart for Israel, and a roaring passion to see God's people walk in the fullness of the freedom that Christ has purchased for them. To all of us, he left an invaluable treasure of biblical insights in books, articles, sermons, letters, and audiovisual recordings. Derek Prince is the author of more than 50 books, 600 audio and 100 video teaching messages, many of which have been translated and published in more than 100 languages. He pioneered teaching on such groundbreaking topics as generational curses, the biblical significance of Israel, and demonology. In 2002, he said, "It is my desire, and I believe the Lord's desire, that this ministry continue the work which God has begun through me over 60 years ago until Jesus returns." Today, Derek Prince Ministries continues to combat spiritual hunger by resourcing church leaders, Bible college graduates, and millions of Christians in over 140 countries with Derek's life-changing Bible teaching, fulfilling the mandate to keep on until Jesus returns. This is accomplished through the outreaches of more than 45 Derek Prince offices around the world, including primary work in Australia, Canada, China, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Russia, South Africa, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the United States. It's amazing to consider all that God has done thus far since speaking to Derek shortly after his conversion in 1941, saying,
"It shall be like a little stream. The little stream shall become a river. The river shall become a great river. The great river shall become a sea. The sea shall become a mighty ocean. And it shall be through thee. But how, thou must not know. Thou canst not know. Thou shalt not know."
With millions of Christians worldwide still hungry for life-changing spiritual food, Derek Prince Ministries remains focused on the task of bringing this vision to full fruition.
listen to Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. This is a recording of Derek Prince Ministries. Hope that you've been blessed by listening to Derek Prince Ministries today. If you would like to contribute to Derek Prince, please go to our website, the Derek Prince location, and make your contributions to Derek Prince Ministries. On behalf of Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries, we thank you. We do support the ministry of Derek Prince, and God bless.
Hi, my name is Sister Yuka Nakatsuka. I'm a staff of Fellowship Deliverance Internet Radio Station. If you have a friend or family members who only can speak Japanese, please tell them to send me an email at address is j.yuka6@gmail.com. J as in Japan, dot yuka is Y-U-K-A. Again, j.yuka6@gmail.com. We are happy to minister to Japanese people. 皆さん、こんにちは。こちらはフェローシップデリバランスインターネットラジオステーション、シスターユカです。いつもメッセージを聞いてくださってありがとうございます。家族やお友達で日本語しか話せない、またはメッセージを聞いて質問や意見がある方は、こちらの方へメッセージを送ってください。アドレスは j.yuka6@gmail.com です。皆さんから、メッセージが来ることを待っています。皆様にいつもイエス様の祝福と